Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, April 6th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're going to be in the chapter, We Agnostics. We're going to be on page 48 today, tearing apart, studying, paragraph 3 at the bottom of that page, and it begins with, everybody nowadays believes, and then ends with to illustrate. Locate that in your big book so you can share on it. Today's readers are Audrey M.P. for the 12 Steps, Anna S. for the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, reading the text today and support, Kara L., Dana P., Leslie M., newcomer greeter, sponsor info getter, Leah S., and rounding it out this morning with Robin P. for announcements. That's our team for Tuesday this month. Welcome and thank you so much for your service, everyone. The reference numbers, or I'll actually share ID numbers for these meetings. For, let's see, for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, April 5th, 2021, is 16707, 16,707. That would be for Monday. And then today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, Tuesday, April 6, 2021, is 16711, 16,711. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Audrey M.P. to please read the 12 Steps of OA.
Good morning, Team Tuesday. This is Audrey M.P. I'm calling from Santa Monica, California. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 Steps, and thank you, Melanie, and these are the 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable too. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Audrey M.P. I will now ask Anna S. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contribution. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass.
Thank you, Anna S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And I'd like to take this time to point out that the star 1 key function is the only way to be able to mute yourself. Please don't stand in queue in line when it's your turn next, remaining unmuted, because the line will become muted with the star 1 function. So just be mindful of that sort of thing. Just unmute the moment your name is called for sharing. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter We Agnostics. We're on page 48 today. I'm going to unpack paragraph 3. And it begins with everybody nowadays and ends with to illustrate. I'd like to ask Kara L. please to read that paragraph and then describe her experience with that. And then after that, we're going to open up for the general fellowship here to comment on that particular paragraph. This morning, we're going to start with Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. This is Kara. Yeah, I'm here. Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Everyone nowadays believes in scores of assumptions for which there is good evidence, but no perfect visual proof. And does not science demonstrate that visual proof is the weakest proof? It is being constantly revealed as mankind studies the material world that outward appearances are not inward reality at all. To illustrate. Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from California. We'll have to figure out tomorrow what we're going to illustrate, but I do love that line. It's being constantly revealed as mankind studies the material world that outward appearances are not inward reality at all. And I have all sorts of, the more recovery I have and the more I'm willing to be in my higher power's will, the more I'm seeing all of those beliefs that I have, that I move through my day with, that have no visual, that that I don't even know are there, right? And thankfully, through these steps, I'm able to, when I come up against something that I, you know, a belief that I have, that I can look at it with my higher power and say, is this factual? Is this true? You know, and I don't even realize I'm doing some things because of this ingrained belief. These steps, I'm so grateful for these steps, and I'm so grateful for, I don't know how they work. I just know that they do. So I know that when I am faced with something in my life, I can move forward using this guide. This book guides me through, and it guides me to a connection with my higher power, which when I'm out of self and all these old beliefs that were inside of me, and I get to just say, okay, God, you know, take me through this day. In the morning I wake up and I say, take me through this day, you know, please guide me through. And when in the middle of the day I lose that, I stop and I say, I don't know what I'm doing here. You know, can you do for me what I cannot do for myself? You know, and at night I get to look back and say, hey, God, how did I do today? You know, and please, you know, forgive the times I stepped away and show me in the morning how I can move forward again. And it's just that basic and simple for me today is to see where I'm trying to be in charge and where I can work these steps and get in contact with something greater than myself that can help me move through my day, that can help me live in this world of things that, you know, often stump me. So with that, I'll pass, and I look forward to hearing from you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara L., and Kara L. is from California. The lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 48 of your big book. If you'd like to share, I'd love to grab your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state as well. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you do limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too. If you shared last Friday or yesterday, we ask that you wait until tomorrow to be your first day back for sharing. That allows for some of the other 200 people that are on the line today to be able to have a chance to share. So I'm ready to take some names.
Deborah P., California.
Hi, Deborah. Well, that's a nice warm start. Deborah, why don't you go ahead and give us three, and then we'll take it from there. Thanks.
Okay, great. I'm Deborah P. I'm in California. Great to be here this morning. I'm a compulsive eater. Just thought I would speak up since nobody was speaking up. I don't know exactly what I'll say, but yeah, it's, you know, when I first came into this program, I was always trying to figure everything out. I kind of always needed to have proof of it. Oh, well, is this really an allergy? I mean, come on, it can't be an allergy. You know, whatever else. And I kept trying to figure it out. And it really was when I just began to trust the process. I said, you know what? I'm desperate. My life was totally unmanageable. And I'm just going to do whatever they say. And that is when it began to work. And so these spiritual principles are just the crux of this whole program. I mean, you know, the honesty, the writing everything down, the fears and all that stuff. The stuff that isn't really tangible, the stuff we don't really talk about, the stuff we just kind of keep hidden. And also in my life, you know, I'm really focusing on my circumstances. You know, I've been looking for a place to live, and I'm just like, you know, there's no inventory in California, and I'm just like totally focusing on what I can and can't see, and I'm getting all freaked out and fearful, and And I know that I just need to trust my higher power and, you know, whatever happens, happens. And that's really when I start to have faith and confidence in life, is when I just go back to that place, whether, you know, it's meditation, prayer, you know, connecting with my fellows, just all the principles of this program that keep me grounded. So, so thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Deborah. Deborah P. from California. Who else would like to comment on paragraph 3, page 48 of the Big Book? I'm ready to take your names if you haven't shared on Monday or Friday.
S. Robin.
Robin.
Shanna C.
Shanna.
Peggy H.
Peggy H. I heard one more person besides Peggy.
Felicia D.
Felicia. One after Felicia.
Sophie S.
I got just Sophie.
Thought
you was the next one to come up. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's go with that lineup. I have Sophie S. Don't have your state. Robin P. We're going to say Florida, Mexico, until she tells me otherwise. Shanna C., Peggy H., and Felicia D. Good morning, Sophie. You are up now. You want to press star one, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your service, everyone. This is a great paragraph. My name is Sophie S., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and bulimic. And I've recently come back in and really trying to have fresh eyes with this and not think that I know the program, and really trying to trust the process. Because I know in the past when I've taken the action that the results come. And I love that visual proof is the weakest proof. Personally, because I was bulimic for so long, I never carried a very heavy body weight. I always felt, you know, obese, but outside people would be like, oh, you look amazing. You know, you look good. And so I took that as, I don't have a problem, you know, even though I'd go to work and then come home and just be binging and purging all night, you know, 8 to 10 times a night on average. I never even really counted, but I'm guessing that's probably could have been more. And I was a mess, you know, I could make a pretty picture on the outside, but I really was struggling, and you know, I'm here because I'm powerless. And this is a good reminder for me that outward appearances are not inward reality at all, because I tend to judge people by how they look on the outside too. And I just never know what's going on with someone else. So this is a good message for me to hear today. And I just pray that God continues to search my heart, reveals, you know, the areas where I'm resisting, and heals those for me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Sophie. That's Sophie S. Robin P., you're up next, and then Shanna will follow you. Hi,
thank
Robin.
You so much. Thank you, Mel, for your service. Thank you, everybody, for being on the meeting. I'm Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Vero Beach, Florida. Everybody nowadays believes in scores of assumptions, which there's no evidence. There's good evidence, but no perfect visual proof. You know, I always relied on myself. I had visual proof of myself. I could just look in the mirror. And, you know, a higher power when I came in was so against everything I'd been raised to believe in. And I've come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And I pray only for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. These steps keep it really simple for me, because I, of myself, I'm nothing. The Lord doeth the work. That always helps me to remember that I am not in charge, and it is a power greater than myself that I get to reach for and ask for help from, through the blessing of these steps and through the program. And, you know, I just know that if I rely on myself, which I can see, instead of relying on God, which I can't see, you know, in the visual world, except for I see God through other people and through nature and through the miracles and blessings that happen to me every day. You know, I just get to rely on this spiritual sight instead of this visual sight. You know, there are plenty of people who are blind and they still spiritually see. And, you know, I remember when I was on Broadway, we had a massage, a blind mister who we would get a massage every week, and he would sit, and he had on his refrigerator in Braille and in English, "How good can I stand it?" And I always remember that. How good can I stand it? How much spirit, how much God can I allow into my life? How much can I rely on a higher power, a power greater than myself and my own understanding? And sometimes it's a God of my misunderstanding, and it just gets clearer and clearer as I work this program. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinence day. I'm so grateful I got to share.
Thank you, Robin P. She's currently in Florida. Shanna C., you're next, and then Peggy H. will follow you. Hi, Shanna.
Good morning. This is Shanna C. from Tennessee, grateful, recovered, compulsive eater. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth either. relying on God for the words, but my hope is that somebody may be helped. The thing that really kept coming to my mind is how I did have so much visual proof of the evidence of me living in self-will. Number one, you know, I'm the person that once I start eating, you know, that compulsive, you know, I take that first compulsive bite, or I eat a trigger food, or whatever, you know, alcoholic food it is, and I can't stop once I start. I have actual evidence of that demonstrated throughout my entire life. So that's a visual proof that I'm powerless over food. Another thing that I'm powerless over is my tendency to get into that self-will. And that's the thing. And I feel, and been in the program for a while, I've been a recovered compulsive eater for over a year and a half now, but through God's grace, through this, and it is an absolute miracle for my life. It's never been able to happen. Been able to maintain 45, 50 pound weight loss. And have never been able to do that in a healthy way until now. It's a miracle. I can't even stress that enough. God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. So that's another visual proof that this thing does work. But the best weight I've lost, in all honesty, if I'm truly honest, is the weight of the judgment I held towards so many people, and the way and my judgment and how I thought life ought to be, and all the rules and carrying around with me that unwritten law that I had in me that I knew and I am supposed to be able to figure this out. It didn't ever occur to me that I wasn't meant to figure it out. I literally have a broken mind. And until I really saw that, I couldn't be restored to sanity. So it is the more powerless I realize I am over myself, this disease, and whatever is going on in other people, and see that I'm powerless, I'm not willing to give it up. I mean, you know, and I can't do this myself. I had to have God's help to be rid of that selfishness and self-centeredness. And, you know, just enough pain got me there. You know, I got to the point where I was willing to go to any length, follow directions, went through all 12 steps, living in 10, 11, and 12, and, you know, seeking God every day because I'm not cured. And the weight continues to drop, not just, you know, the physical weight is being maintained, again, another miracle, but the spiritual and mental weight is continuing to be lifted a day at a time through the practice of these steps. And for that, I am most grateful. It really, really, really works. And that's all I have. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much, Shanna C., for your share this morning. She's from Tennessee. Coming up next is Peggy H., and then consider this, in 6 minutes or less, there's going to be more opportunities for people to share on that paragraph. So get yourself ready up here with that pushing that star one key function. But for now, let's listen to see what Peggy H.'s experience has been with this particular paragraph. Hey, good morning.
Thank you, Melanie. Hi, everyone. My name is Peggy H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Arizona. The words that pop out to me this morning on this paragraph especially are the two words, appearances and reality. And you know, I my mind can complicate things so much. And when I'm offered some simple graphic organizers, if you will, I really jump on those. So it's almost like, you know, I can make two columns in my life, appearances, reality, as I work throughout my day. And appearances is when I'm in fear and God's not in control. That's just an appearance. The reality is God is in control. You know, he either is or he isn't. And those can be anchors for me, tremendous anchors for me. And I just chase butterflies in my mind, or I chase tornadoes, or I, you know, it can just be quite a storm in my heart and mind as I go throughout my days. And even recovered, it's so much better. I mean, okay, so let's say, you know, put this in proportion. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, serene and peaceful and happy and neutral around food, you know, when I'm in recovery, when I'm recovered, it's around 8, you know, sometimes 9, the average 8. When I'm not recovered, it's, you know, a 2, a 1, a 2, maybe a 3. So proportionality, you know, is important as I explain this. But my God also, you know, wants me to taste more and more freedom, I believe. I don't think I can tap that out in this life. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. So I can, you know, the good news is that living in that recovered state, I'm much more apt to pick up the weeds that start to grow in my garden, and I can do something about those, you know. And appearance is reality. God is everything or he's nothing. And thank you for being here daily to remind me of, you know, that I can plug in and just be reminded of this beautiful way of living each day. So God bless you all. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you, Peggy H. Appreciate that. In 3 minutes after Felicia's share, we're going to open up the lines for folks that haven't shared in the last 3 days to be able to chime in on paragraph 3, page 48. Felicia, it's your turn. Your 3 minutes are starting now.
Thank you so much, Felicia D. from Rhode Island, compulsive overeater. So I guess I'm looking at this today a little differently and seeing that when I work my program, when I listen to these calls and I make my hookup calls and I'm weighing and measuring, I can feel really like excited and I'm part of the process and like I'm doing well. And I have to be careful about visual proof because when I go on to some of the meetings and I see my appearance, it doesn't look like I am working this program yet because I'm relatively new. And so I have to turn that over to my higher power too. Like I can't just look at myself in the mirror and get depressed and be like, you know, I'm not magically the same right size. Like it takes time and try to trust my higher power that as it's already starting to be better, it will continue to be. But I've noticed that sometimes my disease will kick my butt when I'm like on a Zoom call and I see myself and I'm like, oh, that's not how I want to look. And it's I have to be careful because my disease will take me out any way possible. You know, I am making my calls. I am weighing, measuring. I am squeaky clean. I am praying. I am talking to my sponsor. I'm going to tons of meetings. I'm listening and I'm taking the risk of being vulnerable and sharing. So that's what came up for me today. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Felicia D. Okay, so as I was mentioning, the lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph 3, page 48, if you'd like to give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and perhaps your state so people can contact you. I'm ready.
Sarah B. from New York.
In Boulder.
Sarah B. from New York.
Thank you.
And who else was there?
Wendy M. Boulder.
Hi, Wendy M. from Colorado. Okay.
Hi.
Margo P.
K. from South Carolina.
Margo P. from Florida. And I heard South Carolina.
Janice K. Yes, ma'am.
Janice K. Okay.
Thank you.
How about one more? Uh-huh.
Karen W. from Texas.
Karen W. from Texas. Let's go with that list and see where we end up in terms of time. So we're going to start with Sarah, then Wendy, then Margo, then Janice, then Karen. Hey, good morning again, Sarah B.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here. This is Sarah B. from New York.
Hi. Hello.
And welcome. Hello.
Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Thank you. And what I'm going to comment on, what really hit me, I'm a compulsive overeater and anorexic. Similar to what someone shared earlier, outward appearances are not inward reality. I really did judge people by their outsides in my teens and 20s. And that's when I found OA in my 20s. And I really judge people by their outward appearances. The more together or perfect they look, I just erroneously assumed that the inside was really all together as well. And my goal was to just be as thin and as put together on the outside as I could. And so outward appearances are not inward reality. And the inward reality was I really didn't have great tools to live. I didn't have great coping skills. And I just thought if I looked great, everything would be great. Life would be great. And it wasn't the case. And after just, you know, being around OA for a couple of years in my, you know, 20s, I finally just saw that half measures avail us, half or nothing. And that really this was a living program. And in order to, I gained a lot of weight after being thin. And in order to be healthy and thin again, a healthy, thin person, I really needed to start changing from the inside out. And so I really had to let go about appearances and that everything, if I looked good, life would be great because it didn't happen. So I really, today I'm trying to really work within and be, you know, a spiritually healthy and whole person following 12 steps and 12 traditions and OA. So I really do need this program every day of my life in order to keep my thinking sane and straight. And, you know, I came on board to the visions part of this program about 6 months ago and just lost a couple of extra pounds that I'd gained. And I don't want to gain them back. And that's why I feel like my thinking can get just as crazy. You know, I just need to work this program on a daily basis, let go of the results, weigh and measure, do what I'm supposed to be doing, reading and writing and listening to meetings and working with a sponsor, and let go. Just let go, because that thinking will come back, that if everything looks good on the outside, then, you know, things will be perfect, and perfection, of course, does not exist. So thank you all for being here and letting me share today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah B. from New York. Wendy M. from Colorado, you're next, and then Margo will follow you. Hi, Wendy.
Good morning, Melanie. It's Wendy M. in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you for your service and everyone on the line. And, you know, I never related to this paragraph. I've been doing vision for 6 or 7 years, and it didn't make any sense. And now it's probably the most important part of the book for me. And I always say, I don't know if God exists, but I experience God constantly. And that's really the visual, if you want to call it proof or any kind of proof, is I constantly experience God. You know, like I'll be with my son and I want to gossip and it's about to come out of my mouth and then it doesn't. I'll show off. I want to show off. Oh, I'm about to show off. Oh, that didn't happen. And every time I hear that intuitive voice, that inner knowing, that the fact that we have that inner resource in all of us constantly, you know, every time I don't do those defects of character, God is like cheering in the background, like, yes, yes, this is working. And when I don't act out, when I don't pick up food, when I don't, whatever it is that I'm after, it's usually around self, and more self, that when I'm doing those things, when I don't do those things, I experience God. You know, when I pick up the phone and call one of you and I tell you the truth about something that I don't want to tell you, I experience God. You know, when I write my mother a text and it starts with, dear mama, I love you. I mean, this is a woman that
you know, this is new. This is new behavior for me, you know, and it's just amazing what happens, you know, when I write, dear mama, dear sweet loving mama. It's like I'm not even doing it, right? And God's just like, it's just God flows right through me. I experience God constantly. That's how I know the stuff works, because it works, because it's constantly happening. It's constantly working me, you know, and when I am, you know, showing off, when I am dropping names, when I am anything, just like Bill, that's you know, that's when I'm itchy and scratchy. That's when it's itchy and scratchy inside. And God's like, oh, not so good, not so good. But it's okay. Then I get to learn, right? I mean, God is constantly there, whether I'm, you know, dropping the ball, and I can feel that I'm dropping the ball. I can feel that I'm not connected, you know, with Source. I can feel that I'm out of alignment with Source, you know. And it's the more we do this, the more we connect with God, the more we experience God, the more we know I am in alignment. I am in the flow. I am with God. And I swear to God, the more I've been doing this, and the more I do that two-way prayer, which I'm so happy to talk to anybody about, the more I get closeness with my Creator. It's just, and somebody said earlier today, like, faith is just, thank you so much, and I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Wendy. Next up is Margo P. from Florida, and then Janice K.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Margo from Florida. I'm a compulsive overeater. I need to claim my seat. I have not been on this call for a while. And when you mentioned those who have not been sharing, so yeah, I have been one of those and getting on the phone on and off. But I needed to hear this. Someone said, and I've been in a program, but I haven't seen this paragraph about the visual proof and the outward appearance and inward reality at all. It's like, whoa, you know, God is like amazing when knowing that I'm agnostic. I don't see God. I want to see God in person. And how he does it for me is he puts people in places and things to deal with. And when I look at that, it's like, I'm showing you. Do you see it? You don't have to see me, but you see it. And this is because when I don't see it, because I'm into the food. And I remember, you know, I say, God has been putting people that are, that are sicker than me, and he's saying to me, do you want to be that way? Do you want to go back that place? You want to be a compulsive eater? And I know I was a compulsive eater. And today I don't have to, because he keeps showing me people, you know, you need to take care of yourself. Continue working with your step, with your sponsor, keeping abstinence, keeping the food clean. You know, and I am so grateful for this little message and being on this call, everyone. And I love the experience, strength, and hope that I hear. I can continue joining the vision for you, because it's a work in progress. It's not perfection for me. But I know that I'm on this call, and I needed to claim my seat. I needed to hear myself. I needed to say what I need to say, and not to and to deal with the inward, you know, the inward appearance, because thinking that I'm okay, I am not okay. You know, I have dealt with a situation in my life with a death in the family, and I had to put a dog down, and it's like, oh my God, what is going on here? And but for the grace of God, I got help. I do have help in my family. I'm not alone. As long as I ask for help, you know, sometimes I don't ask for help. I want to do my way. You know, and be stuck with that, and I don't need that. So I just need to hear that about the inward feeling, and my inward feeling is that I do get in the morning, I meditate and read and connect with my higher power. The agnostic, if I don't do that, I need to be present with my higher power. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Margo P. from Florida. Janice K., South Carolina. If you press star 1, please, that will unmute your line, and then Karen will follow you. One more call out, please, for Janice K. If you please press star 1 on your phone keypad, that will unmute you.
I was talking, and I thought I was very brilliant, but obviously it didn't get through. My name is
Janice. Just if standing in queue unmuted on your own line, it'll get muted. So you just need to be prepared for that. Okay.
Is this okay?
It is now for sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's your time.
I won't take up much of your time then. I like to look up the word in a dictionary. Another word for perfect is flawless, finished, and absolute. And the science has demonstrated that visual proof is the weakest proof. So, therefore, getting to a perfect weight or visual proof is not my answer. It is not the diet. It's not the food. This program has shown to me, for me, it's an inside job. It's emotional progress is my issue, and I need a higher power because my will or my willpower is not the answer. There is no word perfect in the big book. So I am what this program says. I am working and trying to be the best that I can be from an inside job out, but only can do it with my higher power's help and y'all. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Janice K. from South Carolina. Karen W. from Texas.
Hi, everyone.
Next, and I was just looking at the time. It looks like we might have another space after Karen. Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Karen from Texas. Grateful to be here, and thank you, everyone, for all your service work today. I'm fairly new in the program, and, you know, this paragraph to me says that, you know, it takes a while to get to know someone else in the program. And I had been in another program for many years, and I'm loving a vision for you. I'm finding out I tended to be in a hurry and glossing over a lot of things. And I love that you take only one paragraph per meeting. It just amazes me what all comes out from that. And, you know, I'm learning I need to slow down and dig in. And it's going great. I'm just amazed. So I'm grateful to be here. And with that, I pass.
Thank you much, Karen W. Who else would like to comment before we wrap up this part of the recorded meeting? On paragraph 3, page 48. It hasn't shared in the last 3 days. You have to take your first name, the first name, that should be last name. Diane B. Let's go with that and see what happens. We might be able to go with one more. Okay, you're up, Diane B. for 3.
Hi, this is Diane B. from Southern California. And I, for some reason in my life, I was always comparing my insides with other people's outsides. And this is the only place where that was identified, was in OA, and how I can remember my family was really big into appearances, and there was one family that was always kind of held up as the ideal family, and their last name happened to be Joneses, and so we were always trying to keep up with the Joneses. And, but it wasn't until I came into this program that I realized that, I was always trying to be like them. I wanted to be like their mother. I wanted to cook like her. I wanted to sew like her. I wanted to dress like her. I wanted to be what I thought was the perfect person. And this program has taught me that that's what I was doing. I was comparing my insides to their outsides. And their outsides always look so good. It always looks so good. I wanted to be like that. So what I found is that when it talks here about that visual proof is usually the weakest proof, is that the best things that I have found in this life through God, and this program helps me see that, are actually things that I cannot see. and one of them is love for other people, and another one is kindness. I can't see kindness, but I can express kindness. But on the flip side of that is also some of the worst parts of this life are things that I can't see too, when there's hatred towards other people. And so this program helps teach me, is helping teach me how to love and how to show love towards others. And when I do that, then my insides feel better, and I'm able to look at other people's outsides and know that they are not perfect either. They are on this road just trying to become closer to God, which is our purpose here on earth, is to get to know Him better and to do His will and not my will. And when I concentrate on just what I need to do today, when I stay in weighing, measuring my food, and staying on that path, then I'm a lot happier, and I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Diana B. from California. Let's take one more for 2 minutes. Is anyone interested in two-minute time to share on that paragraph, paragraph 3?
Polly Q.
Polly Q, we gotcha. Go ahead. Thanks. Good morning.
Thanks. Thank you for your service. This is Polly Q from Northern California. It's my birthday today, and my belly button birthday, I guess is what you refer to it as. And so I just wanted to take a moment to say how grateful I am. I used to think this chapter was, a given. Why would I have to, I'm not agnostic. Man, it's amazing what I can think so diligently, so completely, be so positive of it, and then find out it was completely wrong and it wasn't true at all. I wake up agnostic every day, and I have a higher power, not just outside of me, but inside of me. And when those two meet, when those two align, those electrons align, man, I just a complete peace. And, I'm so excited, not just about the faith that I've attained, but what this paragraph tells me, the faith that I will attain. It's not over, It's this developing love story. And I'm so grateful for it. And I'm grateful for all of you. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Polly. Appreciate that share. That leaves us with probably about a minute and a half I'd like to offer over, as I typically do, to getting more sponsor contact information at the end of the meeting. That will afford Leah more time to be able to do that. So if you don't mind, let's start the process of closing out this recorded portion of the meeting by having Dana P. read on page 164. A book is meant to be suggestive only, and then straight up after that, we will say the Serenity Prayer together as we transition over to the last 10 minutes of the unrecorded hour of our meeting. Good morning, Dana P. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Melanie. Can I be heard?
You can, loud and clear.
Thank you so much for your service. Hi, yeah, Dana P., compulsive overeater, anorexic bulimic in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.